Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone. Kia ora tātou. And today I have in the studio with me Atahua Papa, and she's working with Auckland Council, the Arts, Culture and Events team, for the season of Matariki. And Matariki is, of course, the start of the Māori New Year, an important celebration time. It has been traditionally so, and I think without more ado, it would be really good to hear from you, Atahua, of just how you see Matariki and your perspective on the very important occasion that it is.
Oh, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou, e whakarongo mai nei, tēnei ahiahi. Greetings to everyone listening out there. So, Matariki is a special time of year, as you've mentioned. It is the star cluster of Pleiades, and what's so special about it is that for about a month every year, that cluster disappears below the horizon and you can't see it. And during that time, Māori believe that the stars are gathering all of the spirits of those who have passed on, so that when the waka comes back up, the waka tamariri, the star cluster rises again. It's in the sky now. Matariki rose again yesterday morning for the first time. It is then preparing to cast those spirits into the heavens for all of those who have passed on to become now part of the star realm. So it's a way for us to remember those who have passed on, but it's also a way for us to gather around, to consolidate our thoughts, to plan for the year ahead, and then get ourselves ready for, you know, to plan for the year, and just to get ourselves ready for what's about to come. So Matariki is a great time. And because of that, it's something that's uniquely Māori. It's something that's uniquely Aotearoa. And it's great for us to be able to celebrate something that's homegrown rather than celebrating a kaupapa or something that has been sort of transposed onto us from other cultures, from other parts of the world. So Matariki is a homegrown event, and so Auckland Council has taken on the challenge, I guess, of being able to celebrate the special time of year. And we do that in a number of ways. So for the last almost 20 years, Auckland Council has been delivering some kind of Matariki event to commemorate this time of year. Mm. One of the events started under what was then the Manukau City Council. And as things do, it's changed its focus, it's changed what it looks like, it's changed how it's delivered over the years. And so for this year, we're now in our fourth year of working with Mana Whenua. Waikato Tainui are our iwi manaaki, or our host iwi for this year's Matariki 2019 to 2020. And so this gives us a chance to tell the stories of those different Mana Whenua groups. So this is, as I said, this is our fourth year. 2016, we worked with Ngāti Pāua, who are the Mana Whenua of Waiheke Island. And so we trooped over to Waiheke for the Dawn Karakia. In 2017, we headed up to Tāwharanui Regional Park. Everyone drove up there at 5 o'clock in the morning to the Regional Park because there is a carving there with one of their ancestors. Last year, Te Kawerawa Maki were our iwi manaaki, and everybody headed west Auckland. We all ended up in Arataki Visitor Centre, and we had our Dawn Karakia there. And so this year, we kicked off on Saturday the 22nd, with Dawn Karakia at Pukekaroa, which is within the Auckland domain, which is a site of significance to Waikato Tainui. So that's how we start to tell our stories. But we have a Matariki program that's a printed booklet that's out in most libraries and community facilities. And there are stories in there that have been written about the iwi, but you can also see those stories on our website at matarikifestival.org.nz. So there's lots of ways for people to learn the stories of the place that they live in. You know, we have the largest population in Aotearoa, and many of the people that live in Auckland don't come from Auckland originally. So, that's Māori included. There's a lot of mātāwaka here in Tāmaki Makaurau. So what we're trying to do is, we have 19 mana whenua groups that Auckland Council works with for all the kaupapa that we have. And so this is our chance to help them to tell their stories in their own way, using this uniquely New Zealand kaupapa. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Wow, it certainly felt like that on Saturday morning. And thinking about the opening karakia, the walking in the dark up the hill, and just the huge feeling from everybody present, moving as a body together, was a great experience. And to have the Māori King present with the mayor, and to listen to the Waiata Tawhito, the plain song chant, you know, call and response, was very powerful and evocative of times past and of amazing people like Princess Te Puia.
Absolutely. So, well, it was really fitting that we had Kingi Tuheitia and Makau Ariki and members of the Kahui Ariki at the Dawn Karakia, being that Waikato Tainui are our hosts. But it was also great to have Mayor Gough there to share in that kaupapa. Because, you know, it's about mana. And having the mayor and the king at the same event is you know, gives that a lot of mana. So that was awesome. But as you say, you know, you're talking about the karakia, the paumarere karakia, which is something that Te Puia was a strong follower of. And so the paumarere karakia, which is what I think you termed as the call and response, where is practiced by Waikato Tainui at most important gatherings, and so it's really cool that we were able to have that within Tamaki Makaurau context. Yeah,
great. So afterwards, there was a lot of networking went on over breakfast, and lots of wonderful entertainment from younger Māori folk singing and performing, and the sponsors were very generous, I felt, not only in the material sponsorship, but spiritually as well, just in the way they participated. It was really quite heartwarming.
Absolutely. For the last couple of years, you know, we've been fostering these relationships with our sponsors who come back year after year because they believe in the kaupapa. They are, you know, they like to be involved with this this homegrown event that, you know, is specific, is uniquely ours. It gives us our unique place in the world, I think. So, yeah. But, you know, we had our family of sponsors is really awesome. And, you know, we have Te Wānanga o Aotearoa and AMI who were there on the day, and they are the ones that they got up there, but, you know, they've been involved. Since we changed the format of the festival, working with Mana Whenua, they came on board then, and so they've stayed. So this is their fourth year of being involved in the kaupapa, whereas before it was always a council-driven thing. So that's where the change in the focus has come, the change in the thought process about how this festival is delivered.
Wow, yes, that's a very interesting experience for people just to have participated, to have been part of that, and seen how different events are when they are led by the people who give life to them and nurture that spirit, as opposed to something that's more remote and bureaucratic. Yeah,
absolutely. But it's also, Matariki is about the people, you know. It really is about the people of Tamaki Makaurau, all people, not just Māori, which is one of the messages we're trying to get out there too. Everybody is welcome to be part of all of the events. So, you know, we've got so many things that are going on in the city between now and the 14th of July that we really do encourage people to get out to help them to learn a little bit more about Auckland and the ground that they walk on, the place that they've chosen to make their home. So, yeah.
And in introducing the program, I forgot to introduce myself. Some of the listeners will know me. I'm Anne-Marie Currie, and I'm president of Auckland Grey Power. And quite often, rightly or wrongly, people think that the group is, you know, a white older Pākehā population, but we have a number of people from a number of ethnic backgrounds who are members of Grey Power because they're really concerned about how people age and how we look after people in their vulnerable years. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of Matariki is that it really does not only celebrate older people and people who've passed on, but it actually allows for that intergenerational dialogue to happen naturally. It's a natural environment for the mixing and mingling of all ages. And so that's why I think Matariki brings a lot to community building. And I really enjoyed what took place events on the Saturday and the Sunday, the other events that I got to. And so I wondered if there's events that you see coming up that you'd like to talk about that people might be interested in knowing more about.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've got, this is a three-week, four-weekend festival. We kicked off on the 22nd of June. We finished on the 14th of July. And as part of that, Auckland Council, the Arts and Culture team, we deliver five of those main events. So we've already had two of those events, our Dawn Karakia, our Manuau Te Kite Day, Saturday the 29th, where we have three locations. But yeah, we have coming up on the 6th of July, we have an all-day kapahaka event at the ASB Theatre at Altia Centre, where this year, I try and change it up a little bit so that it's not a, okay, I went to that last year, I don't need to go this year. So, offer something to Aucklanders that they might not get the opportunity to have all the time. So a unique experience, but something that still fits within Matariki, the idea of Matariki. And so this year, our kapahaka is that we have three top Matatini groups. You know, earlier this year we had Te Matatini Ki Te Ao in Wellington, which is our national performing arts competition. And so we're very lucky in Tamaki Makaurau that the current champions are Auckland-based group Ngā Tūmanako, who will be performing next on Saturday the 6th, along with the Ngā Piki Kotu, or Te Piki Kotuku or Ngāti Rongomai, who are coming up from Rotorua. They were the second place national winners, and so they're going to be here on the Auckland stage for Matariki. And then we also have Te Pau o Manga Tāwhiri, who come up from Waikato, and that's our connection to Waikato Tainui, being our iwi manaaki, but they were also one of the top nine groups as well that performed in the finals at the festival. So very high quality, high calibre kapahaka. But with those three groups, we're very lucky in that we have the top three national secondary school groups also performing on the same stage. So we have the third place group, who is here from Auckland, Western Springs College, Ngā Puna o Waiorea. We have coming up from Hamilton again, our Tainui connection, Ngā Taiatea Wharekura. And then we have our national champions, Raukura, 2 years back-to-back champions for secondary schools, which is not an easy thing to do, which is made up of students from Rotorua Boys and Girls High Schools. So they're coming up for the day to honour the kaupapa of Matariki, but also they may not get an opportunity to perform in Tamaki Makaurau. So this is a really an awesome opportunity for us to have those six groups on the same stage. One day only, kapahaka at its best. And then we follow that with, we have a series of performances and events go around the city, Matariki on the Move. We've been very fortunate to have the services of a waka haurua, a double-hulled sailing waka, through Te Toki Voyaging Trust, who we're taking people out into the Waitemata at night time to look at stars. Now, we had our first sail on Monday the 24th, and it was cloudy, but some of the stars were peeking through the clouds, so we were able to still have a little bit of a kōrero about stars that navigated, that our tūpuna navigated or used to navigate their way to Aotearoa through the Pacific all of those years ago. And so we're lucky to have the services of a master navigator on board the waka to be able to give that kōrero. And so we've got those. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, the sailings booked out very, very quickly. And so we're at capacity for all of those. But we do have our three experts in stars. So we have Dr. Rangi Mātāmua, who's our Matariki guru, we call him. He's the expert on star lore. We have Rereata Makiha, who many people have seen on TV very recently, talking about Maramataka Māori. He's our moon man. He tells us everything about moon phases. You give him a date and what moon phase it is, and he'll tell you what the weather is like. And I'll tell you what, he's spot on. He told me that if we had our karakia on the 22nd of June, that it would be chilly, but it wouldn't be wet. Now, it rained 3 days before that, but it didn't rain on that day, and it rained the day after, so he was right on the nose. And so he and Rangi and Hoturoa Kerr, who's a master navigator, will all be doing a kōrero at the Sky City Theatre, one night only. So, yeah, these are the things. It's not often that you get to hear these three experts in the same place in, you know, on one night. So that's Matariki on the Move kōrero, and then we have a waiata series. So we kicked off on Sunday, just gone, and again this Sunday coming up at, sorry, no, it's the 7th of July, I'm getting my Sundays mixed up. Sunday the 7th of July, we have them. What we wanted to do with our waiata this year was to cater it to an older audience. So we've, at the Harmony Hall in Devonport, Senior Centre, we've got Katerama Po, who's a young beautiful voice, young Māori girl who was brought up by her kuia. She's singing and she's opening for Whirimako Black, who does a lot of jazz in Te Reo Māori. So it's really awesome to have that sort of laid back, chilled out afternoon feeling. Couple of hours, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you're free to carry on with your Sunday. So we've got those for our Matariki on the move, Waiata. So they're doing two more performances. They're at the Harmony Hall Senior Centre, and then we're bringing them back to Te Poe Aomarae and Mangere Bridge to round it all off. And that's deliberate too, because Te Poe Aomarae is a Waikato Tainui marae, so it helps us to keep that connection with our karakia kick-off and our Waiata finish-off on that same, you know, on that very last weekend back within Waikato Tainui Rohe. And then our very last major event is our Te Korokoro on Federal, which is a street party. And so we close down Federal Street outside the Sky City Plaza, then we put up a stage, and then we have 5 hours of music. And it's lots of different music. It's Reo Māori, it's emerging artists, it's people who are right on the cusp of being very, very famous, and we're really glad that they're here. And then people who have cracked it. So, yeah, Moana Maniapoto and the tribe are playing for us. We have Troy Kingi, who's playing for us. We have Te Tira, who's a group from Waikato Tainui. Te Kākano, young Māori, up and coming. They're gonna, you know, some of them have been part of more famous groups, and they're breaking away and doing their own thing. So it really is important for us to be able to connect those ones, emerging artists, with well-known artists and people who have done the rounds, as to, you know, along with people who haven't quite got there yet, but they're just starting out. So it really is about intergenerational, but it's also about putting the experience with the novice and giving them that experience, being able to rub shoulders. But it's all in the name of Matariki. Everything has that kaupapa about kotahitanga, togetherness, coming together to celebrate this important kaupapa.
Wow. I just wish I had more time to get to more things. But I will be, I'm going to head to the street party for sure.
Nice.
And I'm also going to try and catch Whirimako Black. And it's going to be tricky that middle weekend, because I have the local government conference down in Wellington.
Oh, okay.
I've got to get down to that sometime on that Sunday. But, the variety, I think, is what's really struck me this year. There's something for everyone. There's a lot of craft things. There's have a go and learn new skills. And there's something in every community. Every library, every community centre's got something going.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just the sheer variety and the opportunities for people are just unlimited.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things about Matariki. The beauty about Matariki is that this festival is not just something that Auckland Council delivers. So we work with Mana Whenua to tell the stories, but it's an umbrella festival. So we invite submissions from event organisers from the communities. So we have schools that are doing things, and we have community groups and community artists and people who are musicians, but they want to try their hand at organising an event. So we invite. So we've got over 100 community events as part of our program. Mm. And it's their program from Waiuku to Wellsford. You know, so we're heading all the way east to all the way west, and so there's something for, there really is something for everyone. There's a lot of tamariki-focused events. There are lots of arts and crafts events, hands-on stuff. You can make your own bone carvings. You can do a greenstone carving course. We've had a few plantings. We've had a few walks in the bush from experts who in rongoā Māori. So they're experts in Māori medicines that grow in the bush. Then you can they teach you to identify these plants that can help you. So it's really, really interesting. And what we've found is that, you know, even though we're only about 4 days in, 5 days in, we've had a huge response to all of the events that have been in the booklet that's on the website. I'm getting feedback from a lot of the event organisers to say that the uptake this year has been quite a lot more than it has been in the last couple of years. And that's testament to the popularity of Matariki and how much it's growing. People are looking forward now to seeing Matariki, to seeing the program, and to seeing what it is that they can to participate in. That's a unique opportunity, and a lot of these are unique opportunities. They won't happen next year, just mainly because it'll be a different iwi and the focus will be different. This year we kind of focused on navigation and connecting, reconnecting with the stars. What I would like for people to do is, you know, just to take a moment to not look down, but look up. Look up, look at the stars, remind ourselves of how we got here. All of us came here on some sort of waka. whether it be a waka haurua or a waka rererangi, you know, or a big huge ship. So everybody came on some sort of waka. And so for us to remember that, you know, we are travellers and we're nomads. Well, not so much nomads, but we're adventurers. You know, New Zealanders are adventurers, and so it's really good for us to remember our roots. So, yes, we are feet planted firmly on the ground, but it doesn't hurt us to stop looking down. You know, I see a lot of people walking around on their phones and looking down at the ground. We need to look up more. We really do need to look up more.
Oh, kia ora mō tō kōrero. That's a wonderful message. And I think it's also quite hard to look up sometimes when, if things are weighing down on you or if you've lost hope. And if you're, caught up in a cycle, you know, where you're constantly looking for a house or you're constantly applying for jobs or, you know, it's just a bit of a grind. And in that environment, you're not encouraged to look up.
Right.
And so this is a wonderful message, really, to take to people. It's a mental health message, and it's one that, you know, we should be able to do with pride. I mean, we have the chance of seeing our own stars and the sky in parts of the country, not necessarily in the brighter lights of the urban centres, but we can actually access a lot of our stars. We can get nourished by looking at the stars.
Absolutely. And as the stars, you know, I was just saying that yesterday that the skies were really, really clear. Really, really clear yesterday. You know, I was looking up when I went home. Now, I live close to the city. And I looked up and there's just enough darkness for the stars to be able to come through. So you don't get to see the breadth of stars where you can sort of do a 360 and look around and see everything because of the light pollution. But there are some stars, and it really is grounding for us to know that they're there. To remember, you know, as I said in the beginning, we believe that our ancestors become stars. They become part of the star realm, te hunga koe whetū rangitia. And so it's good for us to look up and to remember them as well. And, you know, you're looking up at stars, it may not be your actual ancestor, but it's somebody's ancestor, and they're there, and you never know where they're going to land anyway. So all of those stars are all of our tupuna, and we really should pay more attention to them. They're up there to guide us. They guide us, and, you know, they guided our tupuna here across the seas, and they really do tell us. You know, Matariki comes up every year, and people do reads on Matariki. They look at the different stars, and if a star's twinkling more brightly than another one in the cluster, that gives them an indication of what the year ahead might bring. So, yeah, so that's why it's an important part of the year as well. It really does help us, connects us back with our environment.
Indeed. And I know myself, I've often found it a time of reflection to think about people who've passed on, who've been mentors, people who've enriched us, people who've gifted their understandings and their special insights.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know in particular, I was thinking about a friend of mine who was involved with the setup of Māori television and was a pioneering Māori woman lawyer. Early in the day, she was one of the first to graduate and do a double major, and was very significant in environmental law and travelling to the Rio summit in the early 90s. And you know, I look at where we are now, having declared a climate emergency in Auckland City. I wondered if she could ever have imagined that, you know, and it made me really think, you know, wonder what her vision was back then, because I don't think we necessarily took a long-range view of things, but she obviously had that capacity, and that's what drove her in terms of some of the work that she participated in. But certainly in terms of te reo, I mean, it's a great rich learning time to learn old waiata, to learn to compose waiata, to participate in kapa haka sessions. And I think that session at the Aotea Centre will be on that day will be really amazing. I know I was part of Matariki performances a few years back with Ngāti Whātua, with the Kaumātua group, Te Puru o Tāmaki. So I really enjoy they were just amazing to perform with. And so I will look forward to going along and enjoying the quality of that program.
Very cool. But you have touched on something else, you know. It really is a great time for us to sit and reflect. So it's not always about harvesting and planting. It's actually a really good time for us. It's winter time. And so it's a good time for us to sit, to reflect, to sit with our families and to learn, as you say, to learn the waiata, learn the whakapapa, learn the kōrero, learn the stories. That's how our stories were handed down. We sat around and we taught and we spoke because our language was a spoken language. It wasn't written. So we passed the stories and the genealogies down in the waiata. They were learnt, you know, sitting around, repetition, learn, hear it all the time. And so it's a really good time for us to sit down, to sit and reflect, but also, yeah, plan and then let's go. Let's plan for the year ahead. And but don't forget to take time out during the year to sit and reflect either, to, you know. It's not just a matariki thing, but it's a good time for us to do that, to kickstart our year again by recharging those batteries, those cultural batteries, recharging those wairua batteries that may sometimes just about be on E. Yeah, fill them up and away you go again.
Indeed.
Refilling your kete.
And on that note, I'd just like to thank you for coming in. We're going to switch to Ruia Perahama and listen to a track from one of my reo albums, which I thought was appropriate. So thank you, Atahua. It's been great having you, and we'll switch to the music to finish.
Ka pai, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora.
With Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.